A different kind of class tonight, more of a sermon. And I promise you, I'm about to preach the most interesting sermon you've heard in a long time, or the most boring sermon that you've ever heard. Now, I need your help. If you've got one of these telephones, one of these cell phones, I need you to take it out and go to where you can turn on your calculator. Now, if you don't have a calculator, just leave your phone in your pocket. If you've got a calculator of any other kind in your pocket, I want you to take it out tonight because we're going to do some calculating, all right? That's really what this is all about. But before we do that, let me just ask that everyone, if they would, just take a moment and fill out one of those registration cards. The ushers are passing out an outline that will be used in tonight's lesson. And so please be taking that up and also filling out those cards. And the ushers will be coming back and getting those cards in just a little while. But we're going tonight to talk about lessons that we can learn from the chronology of the book of Genesis. Here's some questions we want to find out. Adam lived 930 years. Is it possible that Adam knew Noah? You know, you can figure that out, and you can figure out just exactly how long it was. And then there's a second question that is on the sheet that's there in front of you, and I really ask that you try not to get ahead of me. I know many of you are a lot smarter than I am, and that is, did Abraham know Noah? Noah lived 950 years. Now, is it possible that Abraham could have known Noah? Because if we get some of these things in mind, that might help us figure out some of these things. Now, you've got that sheet that's there, and you'll need to take that sheet and get one of those pew Bibles and open it up to Genesis chapter 5. You'll also need to get a pen to fill in some of the blanks that are there. On the left side of that sheet, there's the chronology in the first slide that's on the screen and in the top part of the sheet that you have, from Adam all the way down to Noah. Anybody know how many generations there are from Adam until Noah? Or did we run out of sheets, Tim? I've got a whole bunch more up here. Don, would you, Rick, would you get those up there? I had more fun with the copy machine than I've had in ages. I printed 200 of these, think that'll be far, far too many. It started printing it six times. I've got 1,200 of these somewhere circulating around here, except Tracy was able to go and to stop the chaos. So if you don't have one of these sheets, raise your hand, all right? Don't tell me that I printed 1,200 and we don't have enough to pass out. Down the left-hand side of the sheet, you have the generation from Adam and Adam's son Seth. You see down the left-hand side of the sheet in the handout that you have? How many generations are there from Adam down to Noah? About how many generations are there from Adam down to Noah? You can answer that out loud if you like. We'll turn this a whole lot more into a class situation. There are 10 generations. Now then, from Noah down to Abraham, how many generations are there? From Noah down to Abraham, how many are there? There are 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. And so we're really going to talk about from Genesis chapter 5 and Genesis chapter 11, how many generations there are. Now here's what you need to do. On the left-hand side of that sheet, there are some blanks. I left that just so you would try to hold your attention. And if you look in Genesis chapter 5, you look at the left-hand side, and the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 5 that Adam was 130 years old when Seth was born. It tells us, Genesis chapter 5, that Seth was 105 years old when Enosh was born. Now, in the blank that's on there, and there's a blank that's on the papers that you have. How old was Seth when Enosh was born? You got Genesis chapter 5. Can you find that? And anybody found the verse? Just shout out a verse number once you find it. What's the verse number? How many? What verse? I'm not hearing you. Verse 6. All right. How old was Seth when Enosh was born? How old was Enosh when Keanah was born? All right, I'll get it right here. He was 90 years of age. Is that still verse 6? Or that's verse 7, all right. Now that I've got how old Keanah was when Mahalalel was born, and that is Keanah was 70, Mahalalel was how old when Jared was born? And Mahalalel lived how many years? And 65. What verse is that? Verse 15. All right. And Jared's 162 when Enoch is born. Then Enoch, how old is he when Methuselah is born? How many? 65. What verse is that? What? 21. All right. Don't write 21 is his age. 65 is his age. Now, how old is Methuselah when Lamech is born? Well, that's in the list there. It's 187. How old is Lamech whenever Noah is born? 182. Now, here's what I want us to do. I want us to fill in the blank down here that says the years from the creation until the flood. If I can add up the age when Seth was born, and then add to that the number of years when Enosh was born, and Keanah, Mahalalel, and Jared, and Enoch, Methuselah, and Lamech, and then I can figure out how old Noah was whenever the flood came. Now, we've got 500 down there for Noah. Well, that's how old Noah was when Shem, Ham, and Japheth were born. How old was Noah when the flood came? He was 600 years old. It's in chapter 6. You know what verse it is? Chuck, do you find it or do you know? How old was Noah when the flood came? Use the Bible. Look in chapter 6. Or maybe have to get later into chapter 6. Maybe it's in chapter 7 before... is it? Chapter 7, verse 11, someone says. Look at it. Chapter 7, verse 11 says... Nope. In the 600 year, the second year, the 17th day of the month, on that day the fountains of the earth were broken up. So Noah was 600 years. So all right, now here's the first problem. Get your calculators out. If you add together, and you can do this in your head if you don't need a calculator, if you'll add 130 plus 105 plus 90 plus 70 plus 65 plus 162 plus 65 plus 182 plus 600 now, because he's 600 years old, how many years was it from the time of the creation until the flood came? Because Cain is not in the lineage. You see, Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel, and the lineage is not counted through Cain. It's counted through Seth. All right? How many years did you come up with? 1,656 years. Now, how long did Noah live? Look on the right-hand side. What is the age of Noah when he died? 930. So he didn't quite make it to the 1,656 years. What?
You're saying Noah, you mean Adam.
I meant Adam, yes. I just did that, see if anybody was listening. Very good. 930 years Adam lived. He didn't make it all the way to the flood. Now let's go back to that middle column. If Adam was 130 years old when Seth was born, how old was he when Enosh was born? That's not hard because the answer is on the board, okay? 235. All right. When Keanah is born, how old is Adam? 395, right? Is that right? 395. So he knew his great-grandchildren.
In fact, since he lived 930 years, he's still relatively young. How old was Adam when Mahalalel was born? 460 years old. Still not even middle age. If you live to be 930, you're not quite halfway through your life, and you're down five, six generations. How old was he when Jared was born? Keep adding those numbers. 622. That's when Enoch was born. Did Adam know Enoch? Enoch did what? Walk with God. How long did Enoch walk with God? 365 years. Adam could have known Enoch almost all of his life. That's something you may not be aware of. Where on earth did these patriarchs get their faith? How do you know where the faith of Enoch, who walked with God? Wonder how he learned about God. Could he have asked his father or his grandfather or his great-grandfather or his great-great or his great-great-great or his great-great-great-great or his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Adam, and he could have told him about the Garden of Eden. All right? How old was Noah when Methuselah was born? How old was Adam when Methuselah was born? Okay. We were at 622, weren't we? Oh, miss, what? You got to add 655 to 622. What? 687. 687 when Methuselah is born. When Enoch is born. I'm sorry. 687 when Enoch is born. I told you I was going to have your attention tonight. How old is Noah when Methuselah is born? How old is Adam when Methuselah is born? I've got your attention, okay? 874 years. Now there's a typo error on there. Adam knew Methuselah how many years? There's a typo error on there. That's the reason I said that. He knew Methuselah for 56 years of his life. Now, isn't that remarkable? Noah almost knew Adam. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not make it that far, nor did Noah. Adam almost knew Noah. Adam knew Methuselah. So here's Methuselah living on this earth, and for 56 years, Noah's grandfather knew Adam. That's an astounding view into this part of the age of the Bible that we may have never thought of. Now let's back up from this. We pointed out that Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. How many years before the flood was Lamech born? How many years before the flood was Lamech born? You start with the 600, and then you go back to the age of Lamech, 782 years. He died quite a while before the flood came then, didn't he? He was born 782 years before the flood came. pardon me, he died, somebody help me walk through this now. He was 600 years old, Noah was. You add to that the age when Lamech was born. That's the wrong way to come at this. I had this all worked out in my head. All the days of Lamech's life. 777. Somebody speak up. I'm as confused as I've been in a long... I told you this was going to be the most interesting or the most boring thing. And when I got all this together, I had it all fixed out in my mind. He died how many years before the flood? I have him dying 5 years before the flood. Now, how did I get to that number? Somebody please help me, okay? Allie, tell me how I got there. Had he lived 5 years longer, right? He would have died in the flood. But what about Methuselah? Can you prove that? Add together 600 plus 182 plus 187. 600, 182, and 187. 969. Methuselah died the same year the flood came. Could it have been in the flood? Could it have been? Could it have been in the flood? All right. Back up now and look at 120 years before the flood, and the God of heaven looks down. How many righteous men are on this earth? Is Lamech on this earth? Is Methuselah on this earth? Tell me how the Bible describes the heart of every man on this earth except Noah. Every thought and imagination of man's heart was evil continually. Why do we make the assumption that just because someone is in the lineage, that they're righteous people? That's a mistake to make that kind of an assumption. Now then, that I've thoroughly confused myself on this one, go ahead and fill in all the blanks that are up there. You've got them all filled in. Thank you. I didn't say get to that slide, but if you want to make your list and check the list that you've got up against the pictures that are on the slide, there they are. Yes, and I made two slides, corrected it on one, and deleted the correct one. All right? If you will move 847 down a notch, and when you've got 325, put 370 or 395 up there where 460 is, and move everything else down. After 325, the next number should be 395. Then all the other numbers are right. And I noticed that, and I corrected it, and then I had two slides there, and I just deleted one of them. It's obvious. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Are we together on that? Everybody keeps murmuring and everything, like I'm afraid I'm about to be stoned and everything. Okay. Judy, you had a comment. I suppose so, okay?
Let's look down at the next chart now, and that is, could Noah and Abraham have been on the earth at the same time? Now look down the left side. On the left side, you've got Noah. You've got Shem, but I have not put an age there for Shem on this chart. And then I've got the flood listed there because we know that Noah was in the ark from the 600th year to the 601st year of his life. And so let's start with Arphaxad. How old is Arphaxad whenever Selah is born? Well, I'll give you the answer. It's 35. Now, Genesis, this time, not Genesis 5, it's Genesis chapter 11. Somebody find the verse that tells us that. Verse 12 says, Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Selah. Look at back in verse 10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. That's a key number, by the way. Now then, continuing on. Arphaxad was how old when Selah was born? 30. Selah... 35. Selah was how old when Eber was born? He was 30. Eber was 34 when Peleg was born. Peleg was how old when Reu was born? 30. Reu was 32 when Serug was born. How old was Serug when Nahor was born? 30. How old was Nahor when Terah was born? 29. And Terah was how old when Abraham was born? Now, how old was Abraham when Isaac was born? That's on the chart. It's not really a part of figuring out any of this. So on the left side, you should have three times you've written down the number 30 in your chart that's there. Now then, let's go back and figure out the age of Noah. If Arphaxad was born 2 years after the flood, how old was Noah when Arphaxad was born? You follow that? He was in the ark for the year. He was 600 when he went in. He was 601 when he came out. And 2 years later, Arphaxad is born. That makes Noah 603. When Selah is born, how old is Noah? 633. Now, how long does Noah live? All the days of his life, how many? 950, and that's the number we're looking for. How old is Noah when Eber is born? You add 34 to 633, what do you get? 666 plus 1. All right. How old is Noah when Peleg is born? 697. How old is Noah when Reu is born? 729. How old is Noah when Serug is born? 759. How old is Noah when Nahor is born? 788. How old is Noah when Terah is born? 858 years old. How many years did he live? How old was Terah whenever lost it again. 858 when Terah was born. No? Yes, when Abraham is born. He's 858 when Abraham is born. You with me? No, 858 when Terah is born. Some. I had 788. You got 788? When Terah is born. 858 when Abraham is born. You with me? I've switched something again. Somebody help me. On the Terah line.
That's when the son was born. So that's when Abraham was born.
That's when the son was born, right? So, Noah is 858 when Terah gives birth to Abraham. Beg your pardon? Okay. Now then, did Noah know Abraham? Could Noah have known Abraham? Now, is this boring or interesting? Okay. I find it very interesting. I'm very confusing trying to work through all of these numbers. But you stop and think. Here's this great faith that Abraham has. Where does it come from? It comes from his great, 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 great grandfather. That's an astounding thing that you just may not, you may not figure out readily. Yes. You know, what a family reunion. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what it would be like? All right, now then let's go back and do something else. Abraham, well, let's figure this. Wait just a minute. I didn't put this in here, and I've got it in my other notes, so you're going to have to help me. From the creation until the birth of Abraham is 1,650 years from the creation to Noah, from the creation to the birth of Abraham is 858 years. Nope, got it wrong. Take away 600 from that. ...1,656 years from the time of the creation till we get down to the flood. Okay. Then you add all of those numbers on the left side, starting with Arphaxad, all the way down to the time of the birth of Abraham. Somebody add 35, 30, 34, 30, 32, 30, 29, and 70. The number that I heard that I had added up was 290. 290 years from the time of the flood until the birth of Abraham. How far is it from the creation to the birth of Abraham? 1656 plus 290. 1946. That was a good year for somebody. 1946. From the creation to Abraham. Now here's the next question. From the time of Abraham until the Israelites go down into bondage, how old is Abraham when Isaac is born? That's not hard. He's 100. How old is Isaac when Jacob is born? That's easy because it's on the sheet of paper that you have there. What's not on that sheet of paper is from the birth of Jacob until they go down into the land of Egypt. And you've got to go to Genesis chapter 47, verse 9. How old is Jacob when he goes down in the land of Egypt? When Jacob goes down, he appears before Pharaoh. And he says, the years of my pilgrimage have been how many? 130. So if I add 100 for Abraham, 60 for Isaac, and 130, that's how many years from the birth of Abraham until the Israelites get down into Egypt. How many years is that? 200 and what? 290. Abraham is, Abraham is 100 from the birth of Abraham, 60 for Isaac, and then 130. Yes, 290. That's twice we've been at 290, isn't it? Now then, how many years were they down in the land of Egypt? Exodus chapter 12 and verse 40. 430 years they're down there in the land of Egypt. I love Exodus 12:40. To the self same day. Brother Camp used to say, God just didn't put all these numbers in there just for no purpose at all. Precisely and exactly 430 days from the time they went into the land of Egypt until the time they came out. 430 years to the exact same day. Now then, look in 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. From the time they left the land of Egypt until the time started to build the tabernacle is how many years? 480 years. So we've got 290 days from Abraham down to the time they go into the land of Egypt. We've also got 290 years. 290 years also from the time of the flood until Abraham. The flood to Abraham, 290. From the flood to Abraham, 290. From the Abraham to the going into the land of Egypt, 290 years. How many years were they from the Exodus? Well, how long were they in the land of Egypt? 430. How long from the time they left the land of Egypt until Solomon starts to build the temple? 480 years. Now that's an interesting number in and of itself.
This is the fourth year of Solomon's reign. So from the time that Solomon started reigning back to the time of the Exodus is 476 years. How long did David reign? How long did Saul reign? 40 plus 40. Go back from 476 years, the 80 years for the time of the reign of David and the reign of Saul. That gives you 396 years. But they were in the wilderness 40 of those years. We've already, from the time of the Exodus, they were in the wilderness for 40 of those years. So from the time they went into the promised land until the beginning of the reign of Solomon, backing up from that to the reign of David, backing up to that to the reign of Saul, that gives you 356 years for the period of the judges. I promised you this would be the most interesting study we've had, or the most boring. I find numbers unbelievably fascinating in the Bible. I really thoroughly enjoy this kind of study, in spite of the fact that I am sometimes thoroughly confused when I'm trying to figure all of this out. But I think it gives us insight into some things that were back there. For example, Enoch's faith. All of a sudden, seven generations from Adam, there's a man who has so much faith, the Bible said he walked with God. Well, he had a son named Methuselah, and Methuselah is the grandfather of Noah. Methuselah could have told Noah about his great-grandfather Enoch, who walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He could have. We have no way of knowing for sure that any of these knew each other, you know, past a first or after a second generation. But it's so feasible and so possible that the faith that Noah had in God came because of that patriarchal kind of faith that came down from one generation to another to another. Well, there's some lessons that are here for us. And that is, you look at the age of those individuals when they died, and all in that top chart, everybody is 900 plus almost, except one. And that's Enoch. 365 years is all the total time of the years he spent on this earth. What an unbelievable lesson for us. It's not how long you live, it's how well you live. And I love the words of Psalms 90 that's called a Psalm of Moses. Teach us to number our days. Live them well, because we have no assurance of how long we'll live. One other observation, and that is, look at that chart once again, and look at the age in that first section of the age when they died. And in the bottom section, look at the age in which they died. You see the phenomena that's happening? From Adam to Noah, everybody is almost 900 years old. But you get from Noah down to Shem, and all of a sudden there's a 350-year difference in the life of the length of the life of Noah and the life of Shem. You begin looking at this, and all of a sudden the number's down to 148. Why on earth would that be? Well, the answer may lie in this. What causes people to die? Disease. When God made a perfect man and put a perfect man in a perfect world, what's going to kill him? It's only after God curses this world that sin and sickness comes into this world. And it certainly appears, does it not, that when that flood came, there was an upheaval on this earth that changed the very nature of life on this earth. And there are those who have made studies that fully believe that prior to the time of the flood, that the earth itself was like a greenhouse with a canopy of water that surrounded the entire earth, because the Bible says that when He created the firmament, there was the water under the firmament and the water above the firmament. And that may in and of itself explain why they find in Arctic regions evidence of great vegetation at some time or another. And when the world came under the judgment of God, and God changed the nature of this world, men started dying. Teach us to number our days. I hope this lesson has been of benefit to you. I hope it's challenged you to get in and study the Bible and become an even greater student of that. Let's sing now that song of invitation. And as we talked about the boundaries of salvation in that lesson this morning, the same slide is there to point out what I must do in order to be saved. I must believe, repent, confess, and be baptized in order that I might be saved. And then I need to live faithfully until I die, that heaven might be mine. If you need to respond to this invitation, won't you indicate that by coming to the front as together we stand and sing.